Exclusive: Hungary will not allow ideological gender madness in schools, Justice Minister. By Jack Montgomery on May 31, 2022. Hungary's Minister of Justice has told Breitbart News that Western Europe has been gripped by madness on gender identity, but that her country will not allow such ideas to be taught to children. This is part two of an interview with Judit Varga, Hungary's Minister of Justice. Read part one here. Minister Judit Varga, a member of Viktor Orbán's Fidesz-KDNP party alliance, which equaled Germany's recently retired Angela Merkel by winning its fourth national election in a row this April, was speaking to Breitbart London on the subject of her government's recent moves to prohibit LGBT content targeted at children in schools and some forms of media, which has drawn the ire of the European Union and the international left. In recent years, a new trend emerged in Western Europe, what I could simply call the gender madness, she said, saying that Germany, in particular, was a textbook example of what happens when the liberal advocates for multiculturalism and gender politics come to power. There, she said, the so-called traffic light coalition government of the left-wing Social Democratic Party, far-left Greens, and Liberal Free Democratic Party devoted a separate subchapter to queer policy in its manifesto, adding that this included, inter alia, the encouragement of the LGBTQ lobby in schools or the funding of the full cost of sex reassignment surgeries from taxpayers' money. We said enough since we believe that there can be no sexual education without the consent of parents, Varga insisted, but conceded that left liberal politicians in Brussels, the EU's chief power center, don't like that as it doesn't fit in their mainstream agenda. Indeed, the European Union, notionally a mere trade club for facilitating the free movement of goods, services, capital, and labor under a common set of rules, has vowed to punish Hungary for the legislation, arguing that the Central European country has failed to explain why the exposure of children to content as such would be detrimental to their well-being or not in line with the best interests of the child, as if such exposure should be the default unless Brussels can be persuaded otherwise. They were shouting discrimination and claimed that the Hungarian people do not support the proposals, Varga said, explaining that this was the reason her government organized a national referendum on them to coincide with the April elections. The specific questions put to Hungarian voters, translated to English, were as follows. Do you support holding information events on sexual orientation to minors in public education institutions without parental consent? Do you support the promotion of gender reassignment treatments to minors? Do you support the unrestricted exposure of minors to sexually explicit media content that may influence their development? Do you support showing minors media content on gender-changing procedures? Let the people speak then, we said. And they did. Never before have so many people voted in the same way in a referendum in Hungary since the 1990s as on 3 April, Varga said. Almost 3 million people sent the message, Hungarian parents have the exclusive right to educate their children/leave our children alone. We have never signed any international convention or treaty that would transfer the power of raising children to anyone other than Hungarian parents. Technically, Hungarian referendums are not legally binding if at least 50% of the electorate do not cast a valid ballot. And the LGBT content referendum fell below this threshold because the law's opponents, perhaps not believing they could win fair and square, organized mass ballot spoiling. This meant that, despite a turnout of 69.44%, only 45.25% of the electorate officially cast a valid ballot. But Minister Varga's comments to Breitbart London suggest that the Hungarian government believes it has a democratic mandate to press on with its policy despite these spoiler tactics. 16 so-called civil society NGOs accused of encouraging the sabotage of the referendum, including Amnesty International, were given small fines by Hungary's National Election Committee in the wake of the vote. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.